This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy Thursday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Yes, indeed, it's Thursday, one day closer to the weekend. Now, this weekend at Island Community Church, we are looking at Romans chapter 13. Oh, boy, it's going to be a power-packed look at what the Apostle Paul tells us about submitting to the government. And that when you don't submit to government, that's where we're at. I invite you to come out this weekend. When do we follow that? Well, when do we not obey that? Are there times and instances where we are not to obey the government? That's what we're looking at here this weekend. Sunday morning at 10:30, Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We would love to see you out this weekend. Look for the podcast, though, Sunday afternoon, by going to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Twitter, if you're on Twitter, you can go to @WGOD Radio. You'll find the link for Sunday's sermon uploaded by Sunday afternoon. Now, here today, we're going to wrap up this message in Romans chapter 12. So we're catching up here on the radio with where we're at church. Here in chapter 12, this is Be Ye Transformed. After all the teaching and instruction of the first 11 chapters, the very first warnings coming up here in chapter 12, which we've looked at, is the warning and the command not to be like the world. And don't be corrupted by this world, but instead be transformed. And then he shows us how to do it. It's by renewing your mind. And we're looking in this sermon how there's power in the Word of God. This is why the Bible says, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. There's power in the word. And when you spend time in the word of God, it'll transform you and change you. And that word transform is the same Greek word, metamorphe, used of the Lord Jesus when he was on the Mount of, right, Transfiguration, where it says he was transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. That can happen to you to a lesser degree, but to the best degree possible for you. How? By spending time in the Word of God. This is the last part of this message. If you'd like it on CD, you can just write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'd be glad to mail you the disc free of charge, send you the link if you'd like. If you go to wgodradio.com, if you're an internet person, you'll find our website there and just click on the link that says prior broadcasts. You'll find the link there for Romans chapter 12, as well as the link for this entire book and many other books here at WGOD Radio. Okay, well, that's going to do it for now. Let's get into the Word now. Romans chapter 12, Be Ye Transformed.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says this. It says, for the Word of God is living. All right, stop. Look at that. It says, the Word of God is living. Do you see that? The Word of God is living. The Bible is alive. It's not a dead book. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division. Notice there's text number two of separating soul and spirit. Like I said before, man's a three-part being. Piercing to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You see, you transform yourself by soaking your spirit in the Word of God daily. No Bible, no transformation. It's as simple as that. No Bible, no transformation. No Bible, no transformation. If you don't spend time in the Word of God, you're not going to transform that day. And then you go 2 days without spending time in the Word of God, 3 days. My wife would not want to be near me if I'd gone 2 days without spending time in the Word of God. Really. I'd be one ugly critter if I went 2 days without spending time in the Word of God. All right, turn with me to 2 Timothy. Flip back just a couple pages. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Just want you to see what's so special about reading your Bible. And it's not just some old figure of speech. The Bible says the Bible is living. Isn't it funny how you read and study your Bible? Sometimes you can read something you've read a million times and then you learn something new next time you read it. It's because this book is alive. It's living. You're not reading Tom Sawyer. You're reading the Word of your Creator, Almighty God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture. Look at it. First two words. All Scripture. Not some Scripture. That New Revised Standard Version put the word inspired before Scripture. All inspired Scripture, meaning only the inspired part, not the rest. That's what happens when you have liberal Bible translators. They corrupt the Word of God. It's not all inspired Scripture is given by God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Not some of it, all of it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by some of the words that come out of the mouth of God. Boulder dash. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. All Scripture is, it says, inspiration. That's actually two-thirds of the Trinity there. The Greek word, this is the only time it's used in all the Bible. It's the words theos and pneuma put together. He invented a word here. Theopneustos. NIV calls this God breathed. I love that. All Scripture is God breathed. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. This book is alive. This is how you're transformed, by reading this book. You transform yourselves by soaking your spirit in the Word of God. No Scripture meditation, no transformation. One more. Old Testament, King David. If you would please turn with me. 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1. Now these are the last words of David. Thus says David, son of Jesse. Thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. Listen to what this man says. the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. Do you hear what he's saying? The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. He's saying that God is directly speaking to each and every one of you through this book, no matter what you read. You know, I've come to the realization this year, I've mentioned it to Darren before, that David, I think, is the greatest Old Testament prophet who's ever lived. The things that this guy wrote, the things that he knew. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me. His word is on my tongue. This is how you are transformed. And you transform yourself. You have to do it. And you have to want it. You see, it's a daily thing. You can't do a week's worth of transforming in one day and then take the rest of the week off. Let me encourage you with this. If you've never spent time in the Word, I want to speak to you now. Let me address you. I say this to encourage you. And that is, try God. Test for yourself what is the perfect will of God for yourselves. If you have to be like those that untiled the roof to let a man down in a stretcher to be healed, do what it takes. I have a copy. I have some CDs. I can make copies for you of Johnny Cash reading the entire New Testament. There's others with actors reading the New Testament. Well, why am I saying that? So you can put it on your car on your way to work, whatever it takes. Some people I know keep devotional books in their restrooms. Whatever. Well, not a devotional book, the Word of God. Not a man's take on it. And a sermon's not the same thing. You can't listen to my or Charles Stanley or Adrian Rogers' sermon and be transformed. You're transformed by reading the Word or listening to the Word, not by someone else teach the Word. God's never promised to bless my sermon. He's promised to bless his Word. Certainly you will be blessed by people that teach. We all are. But that's not going to transform you. So that's where we'll leave off here today, with this promise and warning. Don't be conformed to this world, because this world will kill you. Just like God told Cain all those years ago, that sin is crouching at your door and its desire is for you. But then he said to Cain, he said, but you must master it. And you master it by soaking in this book and spending time in the Word of God, whether or not you have 5 minutes. When I was first saved, I was able to spend 12 hours a day in the Word for about 5 years. I was just blessed. That was just the type of job that I had. I owned a bookstore. I was able to do that. With everyone, it's different. Some people are retired. Some people stay at home. Some people are able to spend that much time. Other people aren't. However much time you have, spend it in the Word of God, and you will be transformed. Lord, we thank you for your Word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, all the time.